Blog Talk Radio. The Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for Conversations with the Diva. Here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Good morning from Las Vegas, Nevada. How are you guys this morning? It's a beautiful morning. God is good. He woke me up. And you know what? Today is Pretty in Pink Day. I'm all dressed in pink, ready to go out and save the world. Excuse me. So today we're going to be talking to Minister Rhonda Bello and the challenges that pastors face in church. We also are going to be talking to Ms. Rainier. She's a Donna Sunrun personator. So today is going to be an excellent show. But before we start, I just want to thank God for giving me the opportunity to work for WBDM Media, to be on the air, and to have listeners. I want to give a shout-out to my sponsors. And this is funny. I'm going to do this while I'm on the air. Hold on. Okay, we are back. And let me, Pastor Bello is saying that she can't get in, so let me send her that number one more time so she can have it. But today, I want to remind you of Jeremiah 29:11, and that, what is Jeremiah 29:11? I actually forgot that verse. So we're going to do Philippians 4:4. Do not be anxious about anything, but through prayer and supplication, give your request to God. Okay, so anyway, so today, before Pastor comes on, I want to talk about just life in general. Today on my Facebook page, I get a couple of messages I wake up to, and I have some messages that I woke up to in my Facebook box and asking me for women's numbers because they look like hotties. I was pissed and I was appalled, and I'm shamed that I would be included in that. That is awful. So I have to make a post today again telling people that I'm going to have to delete them if they cannot learn to respect themselves. So anyway, that was really hard for me. I'm going to do this another way. You guys might hear, I'm going to put some music on, and I'm going to go ahead and add Pastor Bello into my phone call. So I'm going to be playing commercials for our shows that we have that you guys can hear. Hold on. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored.
You know what? I see Satan was trying to mess with us this morning a little bit. I love it. But you know what? We got ways around that. All righty now. On the line, we have Minister Ron DeBello. Minister Ron DeBello is a Maryland native, loves the Lord, education, reading as well as teaching. She retired from the United States Army. Oh, my gosh. She served over 24 years. Bless her heart. Of faithful service. Her doctorate degree in business administration from the University of Phoenix. She holds an MA in accounting from the University of Phoenix. Ron DeBello has also written an endorsement for a book which released in March 2015. She was also a contributing author in the book called You Are Called to Greatness. I love that. Her first book was published in June 2015, just recently, titled Women of Yesterday for Women of Today. Platinum Series 1. Rhonda is a public figure, a professional speaker. She's also nominated for the 2013 Small Business Influence Award. Now, that introduction, I didn't even get that kind of introduction when I started this show, so I'm just going to say, wow, she's lovely. And I'm going to say I'm honored to have her on. I'm not for sure where I missed that part that she served in the military, but everybody knows, if you know Sabrina, I love the military. So, Minister Ron DeBello, I love you even more than I did before. I love you because you served in the military and protected my happy butt. I love the military. Appreciate you. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful, wonderful.
So, was the introduction okay? Was that okay with you? Did you like that? That was your word.
Well, the thing I don't like about when you send bios is because you have to be so formal of everything that you actually have accomplished. And I tell everybody, I'm just Rhonda. You know, even when I go out to events, they always, minister, you can sit here. You can say, okay, can I sit in a seat? Because I went to your church, and I'm hoping and praying that the Holy Spirit is all around this church. It's not just going to be up at this one front seat that I'm going to sit at. Because, you know, you have to be who you have to know. You said what?
It was just going to be that seat there. That's all this blessing was that one chair. That's it.
Well, I feel sorry for the church.
It was just that one seat. I have to tell everybody, I have the honor and blessing of talking to a minister a couple of days ago, and she cracked me up because she is so down to earth, and we were talking, and one of the, I don't know how it came out, Minister Bello, but we were talking about why I could not run a church, because I don't have patience. I would kick people to the curb. I'd be calling out on tithing. I'd be calling out on just your sins, and that's not how Jesus would do. So we're going to go on with the questions that we have, but I just wanted to tell you, I had a lovely conversation. This is truly a woman of God, but truly a woman that's down to earth that just wants everybody to love the Lord, know them, and she has a great word. So today, let me put my glasses on. You ready for these questions, Ms. Rhonda?
I am ready. I'm ready.
All right, here we go. And these were created by, I have to give credit to Pastor Virginia Singleton out of South Carolina. Okay, first question. What are some challenges facing the church, and how are they being addressed in your respective church?
Well, one of the challenges is women's ministry, because women are in the congregation, and most of the churches, they are the majority of the congregation, but their issues are not being addressed. And how they're being addressed in our actual church is that I have been appointed by the senior pastor, Bello, which is my husband, to be in charge of the women's ministry. And so what I did, I just had a women's meeting when he let me be in charge of that ministry, because I needed to know what did they want out of the church. There's no sense in me putting my flesh into what I think you want. Let me know what do you need, because we know we are our flesh, and then we need our spiritual soul fed. And I can't feed a spiritual soul if I'm not understanding exactly what level you are at. It's just like any developmental process. It's different levels that different people, and in this case, different women, So I just had a meeting. And once I had the meeting, everything was clear to me. And we developed the Coffee with Rhonda, which is on Saturday mornings, where we just are talking about different emails that I've received on issues that they want addressed, where they can have an open forum and actually, you know, chime in like we're doing now. And then the second process we did, which we developed Christian Women Jeep, which I have also a co-host, which is Minister Sasha. And we just finished about a month ago, a three-week series on domestic violence, because that's not even addressed at all in the churches nowadays. They don't want to hear it, especially if it's coming from the top down. Don't want to hear it at all. And then the third step that we did, we had a dedicated day just for women, which is on Wednesdays. We fast from 6 to 6. Tuesday night, I sent out the email on what we're going to be praying for with the Bible scriptures. At 6 o'clock, we break the fast. At 8 o'clock, we actually do a 30-minute prayer line call where you can give me your testimonies. You can petition for us to pray on certain subjects. And we pray for that 30 minutes. So that's how our church actually addressed it. We had to go from ground zero all the way up to make sure we were addressing all the women's needs and not just what I thought or the senior pastor thought was needed. And that's why the churches are not really addressing it, because they need to start with ground zero.
Yes, I agree. Wow, now that's in the domestic violence, you're right, the churches don't address it. I remember I was talking to you, and I was telling you how I had went to my church for some issues basically around that, and they gave me some Bible verses and told me I needed to be a better wife. Of course, I left the church, took my tithes with me. I just want to say that. But it just wasn't a good picture, and it wasn't helpful. Next question, how do you handle transparency within the congregation?
You said prosperity?
How you handle transparency in the congregation, transparency.
I'm going to tell you, when I first actually started this ministerial journey with my husband, he was called first. And he came to me one day, and he worked for Pentagon Federal Police. And he came to me, and he said the Lord told him to leave his job. And I'm not going to lie, Sabrina, I don't know what voice came out, but it told him, you better listen to God. Now, at that stage, I was not so developed as I am now. And after I said it, I was talking to my own self saying, are you crazy? You're not going to have one income. What told you, what voice that was that came out of your mouth? You know, but that is how the transparency in me actually started. And I began to develop myself more, not because I knew I was his spouse, but I developed myself more because I said, okay, if that came out your mouth, somewhere inside, you need to search for whatever else is down there. You need to go to God. You need to start fasting, start your praying, because evidently God is using you, and he's working first through your husband, and you need to be that direct support. And then all the transparency came out, because I tell people now, even when I do different speaking sessions, that I was the worst obedient child of God there was. If he told me to go left, I said, no, I'm going right. He told me it's hot, I tell him, no, it's cold. He told me it's something with my own body. I've been in his body. I know what I'm doing. Until it got to a point, Sabrina, where I had no choice but to be obedient, because remember, we was working on one income. So I had to be obedient and step out on faith. And all the transparency automatically started coming out. When people ask me, has it been hard? Yes, it's been hard. It's been very hard. That's why they call it a testimony, because you had to go through the test by force, by fire. You had to do everything. It came to times even when we would look at each other, and we had to do a strategic plan just for the week to make sure gas money was there. So transparency, go ahead.
No, no, go ahead. I just wanted to bring on a caller real quick, and then we're going to, but before that, go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
Oh, I was saying that even anything that someone come to me, if they say, I have these children, I don't know how I'm going to be able to go back and forth to church. And I tell them, I say, you know what, I had children. They weren't as small as yours, but I had them. And I'm going to tell you right now, they didn't see me, but sometimes I would go in the room and I would just cry because I had to get God's attention. You know, please do not be silent with me. Let me know what I need to do. And I think when you reveal yourself and people see you doing this, they know that, okay, she's been through it. She understands me. I know that that's the person that I can actually go to.
All righty. I like that. Now we're going to bring on Miss, oh my goodness, Donna Summer impersonator, Miss Rainier. Rainier, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And I know that you have a short time because you have to go back to work. So, and I know that there was a Pastor Minister Bello was there was phone issues on I think it was the Blog Talk site. So I know we're going to give you just a few minutes because I know you have to go, but I just wanted you to tell everybody about yourself and where they can find you and what you do.
Okay.
Minister Bello, this is Rainier. Rainier, this is Minister Bello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, I am fine. How are you?
Good, I'm blessed. Thank you.
All right, my dear, go ahead and tell us, because I know you have to go. Go ahead and tell us what you do. What is a Donna Summer impersonator?
Okay, I've been actually performing as Donna Summer for the last 3 years. I got my start at Legends and Concert in Atlantic City. Basically was in the right place at the right time. And after giving up singing for 20 years, I got the opportunity to sing again. So basically, I dress up and look and sound like Donna. And from this opportunity with Legends, it has afforded me to travel the United States. And I've actually met her family, and they've given me their blessings. So it's just been a whirlwind in this last 3 years.
And you're a very faith-based person, aren't you, Ms. Rainier?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And how do you do you have a favorite Bible verse that has gotten you through this whole, because I know it's been a long process for you to get through this, and what has God helped you to see through this process?
Basically, he's just given me the motivation and the strength to believe that I can do this after, you know, giving up on singing for so long, for like almost 20 years. And I put God first in everything I do. And without him, I wouldn't be where I am today. Like I said, for anybody to give up singing for 20 years and think that there's no hope for them, and then literally one day you're in the right place at the right time, that was no one but God. I put him first in everything that I do. And when I'm, you know, doubtful about how things are going to be, I just put it in his hands and let him take over. And like I said, because of him, I am where I am today. And I've got, you know, gotten the opportunity to meet so many amazing people, as well as her family. And like I said, without him, I wouldn't be, you know, in the position I'm in right now.
And I'm going to say this, ladies and gentlemen, I know everybody has their own beliefs, but I'm going to tell you something. Without God in your life, without knowing a Savior and having a foundation, your life is just like a ball. You're always kicking it around. But when you're in the Bible verse, there's a Bible verse, and Minister Bello can help me with this, is it talks about being on solid ground versus sand. And Minister?
Amen, amen. We have to always anchor ourselves on the solid rock.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to make sure that when she's speaking now, that we always, when someone gives a praise testimony like that, that we go ahead and we endorse it. We give them some type of declaration or decree into their life because we want to make sure that God continues to use them as that tangible testimony.
Minister Bello, mm-hmm. would you do that right now for Miss Rainier? Would you give that blessing to her?
Amen. I pray to the Heavenly Father today that he continues to pour abundant blessings in your life, that he continues to whisper and speak to you. He continues to pave your destiny to success. I pray and I decree and declare to your life today that the Lord, our God, will continue to use you from the inside out as his tangible testimony. I continue to pray into your life that the Lord, our God, will always, always fight your battle. I pray that he will always fight those battles, not the ones that you can see, but the ones that you can't even see. That I pray from your generation to generations to come that you will continue to have not only financial blessings, but you will have those spiritual blessings and any gifts that's inside of you that the Lord will continue to open up. I pray and decree all this in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
And before you go, Ms. Rainier, would you like to tell us where we can find you and what's coming up next for you?
Absolutely. I'm on Facebook under Rainier Martin. That's spelled R-A-I-N-E-R-E, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. And I can also be located on YouTube. I have a YouTube page under the same name, Rainier Martin. And then I also have a website. It's Rainier, again, R-A-I-N-E-R-E, Sings, SINGS.com. So that's RainierSings.com. So basically, if you Google me, I'll pop up all over the place. So under Rainier Martin / Donna Summer, you'll find me.
All right. Well, thank you. And I know that you you are an awesome young lady. You are just the splitting image of Donna Summer. I love her. You remember those days, don't you, Minister Rhonda? The Donna Summer days?
Absolutely.
You see this young lady, it's like you're looking in the mirror, and not only does she match the nice personality, she has a good heart. Thank you for coming on. You can still listen if you can, but I know that you have to go back to work. I just deeply appreciate your time. And hopefully we'll get you back on another time when you have more time. And I want to give a shout out to Bobby Eli for helping you with a lot of your stuff.
Absolutely. Thanks to him, I'm actually recording my own album. So yes, he's been a great help in assisting me, you know, go after my dreams. So.
All right, my dear. Thank you for coming on. Have a great day. All right, we are back to Minister Rhonda Bello. We're talking about the challenges that churches face. We're on question three. We're on question three, and it says, what are some challenges that could hinder church growth, Minister Bello?
Some of the challenges that can hinder, yes, I'm here. Some of the challenges that can hinder the church growth is not being active. No one wants to go to a dead church. And what I mean by that, okay, we know all churches have Sunday service. Some have multiple Sunday service. But continue to have things through the week. Just because you have your Sunday service at 10 and you have it at 5, because that's what ours is, I might be working during that time, but I still need spiritual growth. So hindrance is being dead and not looking at all the opportunities to reach out to God. Once you have already registered a church, you have your pastor, you have your organizational structure, you need to push forward. And that's what we did it from round one, pushing forward. Every month we try to have something different, a different program. And what we have now is, like I said, we have the two services on Sunday. On Monday through Friday, we have the prayer line, which is at 9 o'clock. On Tuesdays, we have the women's ministry, which is the Christian Women's View, which is on Listen Vision Live, where you can actually see it. On Wednesdays, we have the women's ministry, and also we have outreach ministry that starts at 3, where we go to the hospital. And then on Thursday, also on Wednesday, yes?
No, go ahead, keep going.
Okay, also on Wednesdays, Pastor Bello is live from 10 to 12, where you can come to the studio, you can call in. We have Thursday's prayer revival service, which is like a mini version of church that starts at 7 p.m.
Okay.
Saturdays, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, okay, I'm like liking this.
Okay.
I'm like, hey, I need to go to church there. Shoot, you can't miss church. You have to reach
you cannot miss it. We designed it, you can't miss it. We have on Saturdays, every Saturday, we have something. Either it's for entrepreneurs, it's for growth and development. We have something every Saturday. And before we started, it's mini church service. We have every third Friday, we have something which is a night vigil, which is church. It starts at 11 p.m. and it lasts until 1 a.m. because we want to make sure we get everybody that might be on a swing shift. And then we also have a three-day program that starts on Friday. It ends on Sunday. That's once every month. So we try to design it where you do not have the opportunity to say, no, none of those times match. I can never come to church. Because our belief is if the police is open 24/7, you should be able to get into our church. Our doors is almost virtually always open. Pastor Bello is always on his line. You can call me anytime. Plus, the church is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. So it's no, you can never say I was never afforded an opportunity to go to the church. That's why I wasn't active with you. So that's what the churches need to start doing.
Amen on that. And ladies and gentlemen, you notice they don't have banker's hours 9 to 5, okay? She said 7 a.m. I just want you to know, again, this is why I'm not a pastor, because if somebody showed up at my church at 7 a.m., I'm going to say, is there some reason you couldn't wait? I want you to know these, Pastor Bello and Minister Bello, are on fire for God. And these people love you. As you can see, if you don't go to church and you can't find a reason to go to their church in their area and you live in that area, you're just missing something. You just want to have issues or you just don't want to be talking to God. So let's just face the truth. All righty. Next question. We already talked about the challenges being and how you address the challenges, because you talked about domestic violence, how you address that, how you met the women where they were and their issues. Now, here's another question. Should church or sermons be structured after the felt needs of the unbelievers?
I think it should be structured under what God has directed you to do. Because we sometimes forget that this is not our church. This is God's church. And he is the head. And he's the one that's leading because he knows the people he wants you to reach. I'm going to tell you, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, even 3 years ago, if someone would have told me I'll be in charge of a women's ministry, I would say, okay, I don't know what looking glass you was looking in, but you need to get some Windex and clean it because that's not me. So you have to listen to what God is instructing you to do with that church. And our church is a deliverance church. That's what we are so purpose of us to do is deliver you. I don't care if we need to deliver you from month-to-month lease or we need to deliver you from an upgrade from an apartment to a house. We're going to pray with you. We're going to keep speaking prosperity into your life. And as I've mentioned, we have all hours designed to do it because that's what God directed us to do. God let us know that a church should never be closed. No reason. And of course, we close the doors, but we have our phones. Everybody, our numbers are listed. Everybody knows the pastor number. He gives it out to everybody. And he always answers his phone. Even if you call from Australia at 2 o'clock in the morning, Pastor Bello is answering his phone at 2 o'clock in the morning. If you're calling me at 3 in the morning, I'm answering my phone at 3 in the morning because God sent you to me for a reason. So the churches need to first, when God told them to open a church, go back to God and say, okay, what do you want my mission to be in this church? How do you want me to structure your temple? What are the actual visions that you want me to do in this church? Because every church is different. Some are deliverance. Some are just strictly for mission. Some are strictly just for outreach. So God will tell you exactly what your church is for. And I tell people, don't be upset at yourself if you feel the need to leave the church. Some people outgrow the church because God's got another bigger mission for them. Some people come into our church and they haven't really got to that level, so they might want to go to another quieter church. Because I'm going to tell you, we believe in making a joyful noise unto the Lord. When you come there, You're going to hear singing. You're going to hear praise. And we always got some type of music playing. It's not quiet. You know how sometimes you go in church and it's not church hours and it's so quiet you don't hear singing? No, that's not our church. You're always going to hear singing. You'll see me walking around sometimes, and I can't sing. I'm not going to lie. But I, with that tambourine, and I'm making a noise, a joyful one unto the Lord. So the church structure, yeah, I noticed I said unto the Lord. The Lord is leading me. the church structure should be around what God has already told that first head, what kind of church that God wants him to actually structure.
I like that answer, and I love it. And I have to comment on the singing, because you know what? When you sing in praise music, have you ever, you could be singing a regular song and people will be like, you can't sing. But when you sing in praise music or music to God, it doesn't matter to anybody, because you guys, we're singing to God, and God loves a joyful noise. I know he loves my noise, because I'm actually a baritone tenor, but I cannot sing, and I know he loves my voice, but the church, I don't know about it. I think the people like, stop singing, lady, please, because we want people to come in. They're always nice to me when it comes to choir, but I can't sing in choir. They're like, no. Okay, because you don't know how to sing. Anyway, moving on. My next question. Here it is. Last question. I'm sorry. You know, I told you the other day I was like being funny. I mean, seriously, so think about it, though. If you had a person that was in, I used to go to a church like this, and when I was in Los Angeles when I was in college, and there was this one girl, and her dad was the pastor, and she could not sing, but they let her lead the Sunday morning worship. Finally, one day, somebody asked, you know, like, why do we not have more members? And I blurted out, because that lady can't sing. Nobody wants to hear that noise. And I didn't mean it like that. But the truth is, you can't be up there singing bad, and that's not your gift, because God can't bless that. And I guess that's my point. So I know that I can't be a part of singing. I'm just being
in there. And that's the key thing that you just said, too, Sabrina. That's a key thing that you just said. Everybody don't have the same gift. I do want to sing, but that's not the gift that God gave me. You know, so you have to identify what gift has God given you. And like now, you have your talk show, and you're excellent at it. You have so many, you know, callers and so many different people that come onto your show. That is your gift, to get messages out there. You know, not necessarily you have to know that Bible from page one to the last page, but your mission that you have right now is just getting the message out there. So that's what, when you said you have to identify your gift, that's absolutely correct. You have to identify your gift. And they know that every time I feel a need to sing, I'm searching for my daughter because she can sing. And I'm looking, and I'll say, we'll have that song selection by Sister Joy, and I'm looking all around the audience, and I'm really searching for her because I don't want to run nobody out there, and I don't want nobody to feel the need that they have to tell me that it sound good, because I don't want anybody not to be transparent to me. So, yeah, you're absolutely correct. But go ahead. I'll let you go.
Because you would have a Sabrina up in your church who would blurt it out. Yes, I did get kicked out of the church, but I did find out later that they did change the music person. So, whatever, I don't care. It was the truth was the truth. But I'm going to tell you, thank you for saying that. I have realized in the past couple of years, you know, I have wanted to, you know, do this or this or this, but I realized my gift is working with people, and my gift is encouragement. And I have such a love for people that I just want, I love seeing people successful and seeing people do better. And I'm trying to remember, like, the book of Ruth is my favorite book. And that's because Ruth didn't give up on her mother-in-law, okay? And her mother-in-law didn't give up on her. And I guess I see myself as a little Ruth, that I just want everybody to have somebody there to encourage them when things are down, and know that you can come on this radio show, talk about anything. Even if you only have sung one song, I want you to come on if you can sing, because you can't sing, I can't have you on. If you can sing and try to promote yourself, because we all, and that's my gift. I stay within the scope of my gift, and I do not practice out. I'm a great speaker, yes. And I would like to do that more, and God has allowed me to do that on the radio show. And I love being funny, and God has done that. But I do not try to sing. I do not try to do anything, but I appreciate that blessing you just told me, because it is really a struggle sometimes to remember that. Because as you know, being a giver, and you're a giver, sometimes givers don't get a lot of recognitions, and sometimes we want to give up. We want to just say, I'm done with everybody. So I appreciate
that's
a
true.
Lot.
That's true, because I talked to, and he's a great supporter, my husband. I talk to him a lot because I want him to continue his mission that God has for him. You know, so I make sure that we always have some type of time together just to for encouragement for each other, because our schedules sometimes hit and miss, hit there, but we always 1:30 a month we dedicate time where we're just you know, encouraging each other. You know, maybe, oh, I saw your show. I really didn't like that tie. I like all your other ties, but don't wear that tie. And he'll start laughing. So we do need some type of encouragement.
Introduce to my fashion designer, Mark Roscoe, who is the most fabulous fashion designer. I can make him some very awesome ties, uniquely made for each individual. I'm telling you, I'll have to send you that link. Look at me. I want to say, and when the pastor wears a tie, say, Sabrina suggested this tie. Just do me that one favor. Okay, moving on. I need to stop. I'm so horrible with myself today.
Well, I tell everybody, I ain't going to lie. I tell them anyway when they meet me. And because most of the time when we go places together, I'm not one of those clingy wives. You know, when we go into an event, I go my way, he go his. Because God is going to give us separate missions. Sometimes I don't even have a speech, but I know God is going to talk to me. I walk out by faith. And so when people actually come to me, they're like, oh, I didn't even know that you were Pastor Bello's wife. And I tell them in a heartbeat, I'm the out-of-the-box person. I do not put myself in a box, because Jesus did not put himself in a box. He did scandalous deliverances during times, which was at Passover, when he wasn't supposed to do it. So therefore, I don't think that I have to limit myself as this disguised pastor wife with the big old hat and the high heels, and I always got to sit up front. No, I need to move according to the way the Lord wants me to move. If the Lord wants me to sit up front, I'm sitting up front. If the Lord wants me to sit in the back, sometimes I go to a church and start ushering, because the Lord told me to greet everybody. You know,
wow.
I go according to what the Lord tells me to do. You know, and everybody looks like, oh, my goodness. Like one church I went to, and after the communion, I went ahead and got a bag so I could start collecting up the cups, because the Lord told me that it's somebody I need to speak to, which it was. It was somebody that was having some horrible issues, relationship with her mother. And I talked to her because my mother died when I was 6. So my grandmother is the one that raised me. But I let her know, you are privileged to have your mother. You need to go to more in prayer and ask the Lord to actually use you to strengthen your mother. You know, so that's why I said, I'm out the box. I don't, you know, and I have some, because, you know, you always have a society. You know what I'm talking about when I say this.
Yeah.
It's one here in Maryland, which is for Pastor Wives Conference. You know, and I go there, and I know they probably look at me like, did she come back again? Because some of the things that they be doing, I'm like, why? Well, we always did this. That's why your church is growing. You don't have to always do this. Do something different. Why we always got to meet here? Can we meet at IHOP? I like to eat. Can we meet there sometimes? You know, we don't have to. We have to listen to God. And I think if you're a leader of anything, you need to always continue to talk to God. I don't care if your only time to talk to him is driving to work. Well, drive to work and talk to God. If your only time is in between after you put that last child down, then talk to God then. But that's the only way we can get guidance, because otherwise we'll just be all over the place, and we're still praying, Lord, give me growth. Give me growth. And Lord, like, okay, can you let me talk to you? Let me talk to you so I can tell you how to grow. So, yeah. Well, you opened up the subject, so you got me talking for you.
No, I'm just going, you are on fire. I don't need to talk. You guys, go ahead. What do I need to say? You have answered all the questions already. I'm laughing because you, oh, my God, Mr., you are on fire. You are just, you are amazing. You're, you, I, I, to tell you the truth, I'm a talker, but when you're talking, I like to listen to you because you have wisdom, and it's inspiring. So I don't need to talk. That was good.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you this, and you probably laugh. I am right now until June 30th, I am Area 11 under Division B, District 27, Toastmaster. And you know, with Toastmasters, well, I'm not going to let you know because people don't know, but with Toastmasters, you have to do manuals, and these manuals tell you each step what needs to be in a speech and how long it is. And this is one of the reasons I joined Toastmasters is because I feel even when people give me a speaking engagement, they always give you a subject, you know, what you're supposed to speak on. And I always have to make sure I stay within those minutes. That's why I did join Toastmasters. I love it on this type of program because it's not structured. I mean, you sent me the actual questions, and I read over them, and I said, Rhonda, God is going to use you. Don't get tangled up in formality because, you know, sometimes people don't even speak because, oh, I don't think I have good grammar. Well, guess what? I don't either, and I seem to get the message across pretty good. So don't worry about any of that. And a lot of speakers I know personally, they won't go on an open forum like this unless it's structured. Well, guess what? Life isn't structured. Sometimes you go to church like Sunday. We went to church. And it's a basic, because I'm not going to lie, I do a monthly bulletin. I don't do a weekly bulletin because what you're going to do, you're going to take it home, you're going to put it in your purse or in the back of the car. If somebody's talking to you and they take right down this number, you're going to take my nice bulletin and you're going to write all over it. And then when it's time for an event, you done forgot even what the event was, so you tore off that corner that you needed and discarded the actual bulletin. So I do a monthly one. So everybody knows that every month, every Sunday, XYZ, XYZ. Well, when Sunday came, I was going to morning prayers. And I told everybody, I said, because they was already saying that, I said, what we're going to do now, just for a couple of minutes, if you need to kneel, if you need to speak in your own language because it's an international church, if you even need to come here to the altar, God is telling me that y'all need time right now just to thank him. And people was looking at me. I said, you know, you're looking at me like I am still going through this issue. Why am I thanking God? Well, what you thanking God for? Because right now I don't see any dead corpse. Everybody is living. So that was the first gift that he gave you this morning. I said, now I see as I'm looking around, nobody here looks like that they're wearing worn or tatty clothes. So God has provided for you some sort of clothing to wear here. Even if that's all that you thank the Lord for, you thank him, and then when you wind it up, you thank him for the ability to be able to thank him. There's a lot of people can't talk. A lot of people in comas. There's a lot of people right now that's moaning because they're so sickly and wish they had an opportunity to thank God. So I'm telling you, we didn't even need to do any more prayer points because that right there had people already crying, moaning, you know, speaking. That took up almost 15 minutes. That I had, but that's what I believe in. You let the Lord use you. Now, what if I would have said, you know what, Lord, I'm going to do what I prepared right here on this paper because this is what I'm going to talk about. That opportunity would have been missed. They would have missed their blessing to release. I would have missed my blessing to be able to give. Everybody would have went in church and left out possibly the same way that they came.
And you know what, Mr. Bell, I did send you some questions. Did I miss any of those questions that I sent you?
You said, did I get them?
You know, did I miss asking you any of the questions that I sent you? Because you know what, I'm going to be honest, I forgot I had sent you questions. So did I miss any of those questions? Did you want to add on to anything? You were on fire. I felt like God had church this morning. So 24/7, the church was here. Did I miss anything that you wanted to say? You're laughing at me. Did I miss anything that I sent you questions to ask or anything that you didn't get to talk about or touch on before we go?
I'm sorry, I'm still here. I'm just looking through the notes that you actually sent me. The only thing I wanted to was two things that I wanted to talk about, which was one, wherever and whomever is listening to this particular Blog Talk today. Never, ever miss an opportunity to do a testimony for God. Never miss that opportunity. The reason I say that is that the testimony is really telling everybody the test that you went through. And that test that you went through might be what somebody else is going through. And with you just saying it, that gives them that faith to be able to know that this season is not going to last always. Always give, even when I'm coming into work, if somebody say, oh, how are you doing? How are you? I say, I'm blessed and highly favored. And then sometimes I stop, I say, no, let me tell you what happened. This morning, I had this picked out, but thank God that he already gave me a sense to know that I need to pray in order to step out on faith this morning. And I said, if I wouldn't have said that prayer, I wouldn't have known to actually do X, Y, Z, because it was the things I had to do before I came into that. And I said, oh, you know what? You're right. I didn't even get the opportunity to pray this morning. That's what the guy said. He said, so during my lunchtime, I'm going to make sure I pray. I said, amen. So if I would have missed that opportunity, he would not have even listened to the voice that he already knew was inside that he needs to pray. So whenever we have the opportunity to do a testimony, you give it. A lot of times people are going to look at you like, what was that about? Let them look. Remember when Jesus got persecuted? He got talked about. He got beaten till almost the skin came off. And he kept glorifying his Father. He kept glorifying God. And that's what we have to do because we're no better than Jesus. So we're going to be talked about. People are going to talk. Some of them are going to talk about you in your faith. But all you have to know is, okay, I am filled with the Holy Spirit inside. So whatever they're saying, Lord, please just bless them. Let them understand that that tongue that they have is a weapon. Let them understand that that tongue can be used, not what they're doing, which is slicing and dicing, but that tongue could be used for healing and curing. So that's one of the things I wanted to say is let's always represent ourselves as a tangible testimony. The second amen. Thing that I wanted to – you said what?
No, I said amen.
Amen. The second thing I wanted to talk about was a temple, church. Church is a building. Everybody should know, bottom line, the church is a building. Don't get set in your ways to be going to the building and not coming to see God. The reason I say that, I hear it all the time when I go to these conferences, that either people are upset because the church is moving. No, the church, the building might move, but God is still with your membership. God is still with your tabernacle because we carry the Spirit up inside of us. Or they might say, when I go to church, it's cold. It's not alive. Okay, what did you bring there with you? Your body is a temple. What did you bring when you came there? Did you come because you wanted us to uplift you all the way from ground zero? That lets us know that you have to come with some type of expectancy. You know, that even if you don't know the word of prayer, you know, to say, Lord, I don't know the word of prayer. Please guide my tongue. He will do it. So your body is your temple, and what we're saying, your body is your temple. Take care of your temple. If there's people on here, and I'm not bashing anybody, if there's people on here that's smoking, ask the Lord to help them. If it's people on here that eat too much sugar or on the borderline of diabetes or whatever, take care of your temple. Your body is your temple. That's where the Spirit is housing. You want to be housing something that is rugged and solid, like when you move into your house, or do you want to go inside of a shack that's going to fall away as soon as the wind blows? Take care of your temple, our temple. You know, I don't like exercising. I'll be the first one to say I don't, but I know this is not my body. This is God's body. He gave me this to be able to move around and do his work. So right now, this is his temple that I need to take care of. And I go into
and
what
I want you to know, and you know what I want you to know, Minister Rhonda, that while we were when the show first started, I was actually exercising. I have a video that I normally would do when I'm inside the house. I remembered all the steps of the video, and I got my exercise in because I am really serious about taking care of God's temple. I've been given a second opportunity to live, and I told God, give it to me, and I'll take care of it. So I was really serious. So yes, people, even when you're doing a radio show, You have seen the diva now cook on the radio while she's talking. Now I was exercising, and I got my 25 minutes in, and I'll finish it up tonight. But it is important you take care of your body, because your body, body, mind, and spirit together have to work in sync. And if your body is slow and sluggish, and your mind's going to be slow and sluggish, if you're not feeding yourself with the Word of God, then your mind is slow, and then that is like a tidal wave to your body. So I just wanted to say that. So those people that say they can't exercise, I'm giving you a challenge. You can do it anywhere. So,
You know what, Sabrina? That's the challenge that we need to give out and whatnot. Once you finish yours, we'll give out a challenge to everyone. And I don't never say, you know how they have on TV, the greatest loser? I always say the greatest winner, because you are winning when you lose weight or you get down to your targeted weight. You are a winner. And that's a challenge that we can actually push out there, either through Facebook, the Blog Talk, you know, push it out there. And we'll collaborate, come together, and we'll give that challenge.
Let's do that. Let's give you a challenge, because people think that you can only exercise in the gym or here. I have found more people to exercise, and it can be done, because when you exercise, what happens is endorphins in your mind, they help the endorphins in your mind and help you think better, feel better, laugh, and see life in a different way. And it reminds me of my concept that I heard when I was in college years ago, joy, which is Jesus, others, and yourself. You're able to process that concept and understand it. I understand it better through exercise. So I'm challenging everybody. And Minister Bello and I, we were going to get together. We're going to talk about that. And we are going to put a Facebook challenge out there and a radio challenge to challenge you to be a winner with exercise with your body. It needs to be done. It's high time. Don't tell me you can't do it. Now, I'm going to get real here for a second, because as minister, I didn't know I was coming to church today. I have to say that. I'm just loving this. And you talk about transparency, and I'm sitting here thinking that everybody thinks that Sabrina is just this diva and she is perfect. I'm gonna have to two things. One, I already talked about the exercise, because I used to be 350 pounds. Part of that was I was married to a person who didn't want me to lose weight. But afterwards, I ended up losing the weight, and then it became my own challenge of, well, I think I look good at this weight, and God's like, you need to get real and let's stop. Just stop thinking things that are not true. And I'm being serious. The other thing that I'm going to talk about, and I felt led when Minister was talking, there is somebody out there that's going to be hearing this. Once this radio show is over, it's going to be it's going to be in archives, but also the archives are going to be heard on Jerry Joyce Live, The Power of the 21, and we thank Jerry for uploading my messages to there and having given me the opportunity to have my radio show on there too. So here goes. This is being real. When I was 26 years old or thereabouts, I had an abortion. I was with my ex-husband, my boyfriend, who I married, then now is my ex-husband because of domestic violence. But I had an abortion. I did not feel the church was supporting me. That is no excuse. But I know there's a young girl out there who is debating right now whether she should keep your baby and if you'll have the funds to keep the baby and if you have the funds that won't. I'm trying to do this without crying, but let me tell you something. You need to keep your child, because what happened to me, I never want to see happen to anybody else in the world. I ended up going through a spiraling down road of wanting to kill myself several times, literally throwing things at my boyfriend at the time, just not wanting to live, knowing I had killed a child, because I was told the baby was only 3 months old. The baby was 6 months old. Her name would have been Brianna. So when people ask me, how many children do you have? I say I have three, and I killed one. But God's grace was good enough to forgive me and allow me to forgive. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
In that spiritual, I think I clicked on mute. that spiritual journey turned me around. So I'm going to tell you, for the woman out there that thinks that they want to get rid of the baby, don't. There's going to be people. Go to people. Trust God. He will put people in your life who will help you support. Say you have the baby. You can give the baby up for adoption if you can't feel you can't take the baby. There are many people on this earth that God has purposely not allowed to have children, and he has set them up, opened them for adoptions. I truly believe that. So I was being open and transparent that abortion is not just what you think. You don't just go get an abortion and it's over. It rides with you the rest of your life. I'm a single mom now. I never will be able to have children because of the abortion and because my last child, both my children are married.
I think you hit mute again.
And I just wanted to be transparent about that. So,
amen. I want to chime into what you said about abortion and babies. You're absolutely correct. Every child is a gift of God, period. And God does have in place avenues that he wants us to take to govern that child. And we see in the Bible, all you have to do is Google, because it's several different places. But it's several places in the Bible where a woman was barren, God blessed her with a child. A woman could not have a baby, but a surrogate was used. And that is still happening nowadays in today's time. And Sabrina is absolutely correct. You pray to God, because God already knows. Do you not know that God even knows how many hairs right now, as we're talking, listening, on our head? So he already has pre-described, he already has pre-planned this child's destiny. So we are the way makers. We are the ones that are just the curious. And God is going to lead us and then eventually speak to that child's life and lead that child to greatness. You remember in the Bible when they thought Mary and Joseph thought they had lost Jesus. And they said, you know, in other words, I found you. He's like, I wasn't lost. I was about doing my father's work. And that's what we have to understand, that these children already have gifts and they already have a destiny. So if you're pregnant and you don't know what to do, you go to God. You pray to God. And God is going to govern you. And I can say this without a shadow of doubt, because that's how I live my life. I just walk sometimes out by faith and not by sight. And if we had probably 24-hour telephone, I could give you so many testimonies about how I walked out on faith. And you would just be like, wow, why did you even think that you could do that? I didn't think. I was on faith. That's my energy that I had during that time. So you make sure that you pray and you just ask them exactly what avenue he wants to govern you. And Sabrina was talking about transparent. Everybody thinks that minister wise, or anybody hiring in the ministry, our days are sunny. I don't have sunny days 24-hour period. When I wake up, it's not a bird that sit on my little window and chirps to me and lets me know it's a beautiful day. It's not every day that I can say, oh, I think I want to go shopping and I have money just flowing. No, it doesn't work like that, because we are up to the fire sometimes 10 times harder than anybody else, because Satan don't want us out there ministering. Because as we're ministering, we're recouping everybody that he thought he had his hands on. Perfect example is when Jesus died and he went to the tomb. Satan was celebrating. He's like, okay, I killed Jesus. No, you didn't, because he rose again. And that's because that was that prescribed design that was supposed to happen. So when I get tested, I'm going to tell you, from October up until June 1st, I done been in a total of 3 accidents. One accident happened on October 10th. Do you not know I had to do a prayer breakfast? I was one of the lead speakers October 11th, which was a Saturday. I prayed over myself and declared to myself and told the devil, you have not won this battle, because, see, I know it's got to be a blessing for me if you had this tragedy to happen to me. I'm telling you, I was on crutches, and I gave my speech because it was designed, and it opened up the pathway. We had so many women giving their soul to God today. Now, what if I would have missed it and said, you know what, maybe, you know, this is what most people always say, maybe this is a sign from God. Everything is bad is not a sign from God. Pray to God and let God tell you what is his sign and what's not. Because if he let the devil test Job, he's going to let the devil test you. So you pray to God and see what God wants you to actually do. So it's not every day. Sabrina's day is not perfect every day when she wakes up. She's doing plans and management and scheduling, and that's the same thing that the ministry is doing. We're doing plans. We're doing schedules. We have to go out there every day with our weapon, which is the Bible, and with Christ Jesus himself. So don't get discouraged just because you thought you were going to get that promotion. You didn't get it. Guess what? That might not even be your promotion. He's getting ready to elevate you past the person that he just promoted. Don't be all alone because your loan got turned down for a house. That wasn't your house. He already got a mansion for you. Don't be discouraged because you have to talk over your car before it starts. He has already got in your path where you don't even have to worry about it. Somebody is going to give you keys to a brand new car. You just step out there in your faith and let God do the work. I put God to the test. I'm going to tell you, I put him to the test. Sometimes a bill comes, and I don't even know where the money comes. I say, God, this is your bill. I'm turning it right over you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm telling you,
Amen.
It worked.
Amen.
My husband was supposed
Amen.
To go to court. He forgot all about it, and it was supposed to be points. So you know he only had to pay $102. It was no warrant and no point, and that was it because we just live by faith. And people say, oh, that's so scary.
I can testify that. I went to have tickets, and I forgot them, went to court, and told the judge the truth. And he's like, okay, no points. And the last time he reduced the ticket to $47, it was a $1,200 ticket because I was speeding. And I'm like, well, I couldn't have been going that fast for $47 and no traffic school, nothing. So God will. He knows. Because I told him, look,
Amen.
Your Honor, I said exactly this. Look, I work for the county. I've been busy. I've been working overtime trying to see these kiddos in the home and keep them safe. I forgot about the ticket. I am sorry. He's like, okay. So God is good. Pastor Rhonda, we're going to get going. But before we go, can you tell everybody where your church is and where they can find you?
My church is Holy Mountain International Ministries. The Blessed House. We are a deliverance church. We're located at 7755 Bell Point Drive, B as in boy, ELLE Point Drive. It's in Greenbelt, Maryland, 20770. Our website is www.hmim.bcweb.com. I'm on Facebook, Minister Rhonda Bello. Our church is on Facebook, Holy Mountain International. And anybody that wants the phone number is 240-551-5879. And if you don't believe me, challenge us. And if you've got a problem, call us. And we're going to answer, and we're going to encourage you because we are all one body in Christ. Amen.
Amen. And before we go, I just want to say a prayer for everybody. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for Minister Rhonda Bello, for Pastor Rhonda Bello, the senior pastor of the church, her husband. And we just ask that anybody that's listening to this would just be triply blessed. And I ask for just a blessing on this today, that you would just allow us to remember that you love us greatly, you died for us, and that anything we do, we can do. And you give us gifts. We need to find our gifts. We thank you for this day. Have a blessed day, everybody. And thank you, Minister Bello, for coming on.
No problem. And I will email you later so we can meet up because we got some challenges to put out there.
No, we got some challenges. I think we do. We do. Thank you, hon. Love you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Love you, too.
This is Sabrina Williams signing off with Conversations with the Diva. I just wanted to thank Minister Bello for coming on again. That was a very, very powerful show for me. As you can see, I'm into being transparent. If anything on this show affected you deeply and you are in need of any mental health services, you're suicidal, please call 211 in your area or immediately call 911. You're loved. You're highly favored. God loves you. If you ever need anything or want somebody to talk to or you just want to ask questions about my show, feel free to call me at 951-552-3292. Have a great day. God loves you. This is Sabrina Williams signing off with WBDN Media, Conversations with the Diva. God is great. Bye-bye.